This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Union Cabinet chaired by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has condemned the terrorist incident involving a car explosion in Delhi, which claimed 8 lives and injured several others on Monday. The Cabinet adopted a resolution and expressed its profound grief over the loss of lives in Delhi blast. It observed 2-minute silence in the honour of innocent lives lost. The Cabinet reaffirmed the government's steadfast resolve to safeguard the lives and well-being of all Indians, consistent with its enduring commitment to national security and the safety of every citizen. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting yesterday, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, the Cabinet reiterated India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
The Cabinet unequivocally condemns this dastardly and cowardly act that has led to the loss of innocent lives. The Cabinet reiterates India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Cabinet also recorded its appreciation for the statements of solidarity and support from many governments around the world.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has visited Lok Nayak Jayaprakash Narayan Hospital to meet the people injured in the car blast that occurred near Red Fort area in the national capital on Monday. The Prime Minister reached the hospital immediately after landing in Delhi following the conclusion of his 2-day visit to Bhutan. Mr. Modi interacted with the injured and wished them a speedy recovery. BJP MP Aparajita Sarangi has been appointed as the chairperson of the Joint Committee of the Parliament to examine the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2025, and the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025. The 31-member panel has 4 members from the opposition ranks, 15 from the BJP, 11 from NDA constituents, and 1 nominated member. Several opposition parties such as the Congress and Trinamool Congress had announced that they will not be part of the committee. The bill seeks to remove the Prime Minister, Chief Ministers and the Union and State Cabinet Ministers if they are arrested or detained for 30 days straight on serious charges. Union Minister of State for New and Renewable Energy, Shripad Y. Naik, has said that India's energy transition is among the boldest and fastest in the world. Addressing the 3rd International Conference on Green Hydrogen in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Naik expressed confidence that India is on the track to command 10% of the global green hydrogen demand by 2030. He added that the country is steadily advancing towards its target of 500 gigawatt of non-fossil fuel capacity by 2030 and net zero emissions by 2070. According to him, India's installed non-fossil fuel-based power generation capacity has reached nearly 260 gigawatt led by solar and wind energy. Union Minister of Tribal Affairs, Jual Oram, has said that tribal communities are custodians of natural wealth and wisdom. Addressing the concluding session at Tribal Business Conclave in New Delhi yesterday, the minister highlighted that tribal regions hold immense potential in mahua, sal seeds, handicrafts and forest products. This conclave demonstrates the resolve to turn the potential into prosperity, ensuring that tribal growth becomes an integral part of India's development story, he added. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal stated that all tribal products with export potential will be promoted by government in international markets. Highlighting the government's efforts, the minister also mentioned that 3,901 Dhan Kendras have acted as catalysts for the upliftment of 12 lakh members of the tribal community. India's total TB cases have reduced by 21% from 237 per lakh population in 2015 to 187 per lakh population in 2024. The rate of reduction is almost double the pace of the decline observed globally at 12%, as per the World Health Organization's Global TB Report 2025. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said that the country's case-finding approach has led to the increase in diagnosis of cases and coverage of treatment. Secretary of the Department of Financial Services, M. Nagaraju, has chaired a review meeting of managing directors and chief executive officers of public sector banks, PSB, in New Delhi to assess their performance for the first half of financial year 2025-26. And that is the end of this news bulletin.